A little bit about me. My sun sign is Scorpio and my moon is in Sagittarius. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. I'm told my laughter is contagious, so we're going to laugh and have fun here. But that doesn't mean we won't talk about important and even complex things. I'm a New Orleans girl and we love the joy. People call New Orleans a party town, but it's really about spreading the joy. That's why I live here, and that's why you're listening to The Jody Parmley Show. Hey, this is Jody Parmley. Thank you for tuning into The Jody Parmley Show. We are going to have another great show today. Listen, if you're on Twitter, follow me on Twitter at Jody Parmley and like my Fifi page on Facebook at Fifi the Book. I'd love to connect with you on social media. So today we're going to continue talking about topics from my book, Fifi. Fifi is available on Amazon.com and Barnes & Noble's. You can go there, search for it by just putting my name in the box, search box there, and it should pop up for you. And if you like the book, we'd love for you to leave a great review. This just helps us keep the amazing message of Fifi going. So I had someone yesterday, Fifi is about financial infidelity, and I had someone tell me that she had gone through a difficulty with identity theft with just her credit card, which is happening a lot. And she had a brilliant idea. She decided to take her bank card, which I know a lot of them do this. I know my bank does this. And she put a picture of her face. It was actually her and her spouse on the card. And she's like, you know what? Every time I give my card, they can just look at the picture and see if it's me. So, you know, that's a great thing to do. You know, you can actually do that online. I'm going to try to do that this week. So that would be, I think, another really simple way to protect your identity. And so we are going to talk a little bit about what it is to go through a difficult situation, such as I talk about in Fifi, and what is it like to bring the light and the truth about what has happened, you know, into the public arena. And being that I have a medical background, you know, I do use a lot of medical references, and I know for a fact, and this is really a good analogy with even emotional, anything difficult in life, but when there is an injury of any kind to the body, it only heals when it is exposed to light and oxygen. Literally, there is, when you have surgery, and for example, there is a cancerous tumor, as soon as that surgeon opens that body and the air hits that tumor, the oxygen begins to shrink it automatically. It begins to get smaller. So there really is a good correlation to what it is to bring light and oxygen, fresh air and sunshine to a situation. And when a situation that is difficult or painful is just covered up and it's in a dark place, it never heals. So keep that in mind when we're talking about this today, because I think that this is something we all need to understand. I understood it going through recovery. You know, a lot of people are very shame-based. They get shameful about the situation that they're in. Part of the reason why they don't reach out to other people is because they're very shame-based. Families are very shame-based. And the reason why they never get well is because they try to just keep it a secret and they keep it hidden in a dark place. So my whole purpose in writing my book and putting that out there for people is to let them know that this doesn't have to happen to them. And if you are in this situation, here's what you can do to get out of it. And I give some really practical steps here on my radio show, as you know. And I also give very good practical steps in my book, but I also give it in story form as well, so that you can feel like you're right there with me going through that difficult situation. My situation was financial infidelity in my marriage, and so that is basically what my book is about. It's a very raw and real portrayal of what I went through. I like to say Fifi's like a shot of whiskey, not going to be everybody's cup of tea, but if you like raw and real, you're going to really enjoy this book. So I also, of course, have social media for my book. I have Fifi the Book on Facebook. It's a public page. And, you know, certainly I have fans and, you know, it's public. So everybody sees what everyone's writing. So when someone decides to post their name and comment on a public page on the internet, they've made a conscious decision to agree on giving exposure to a global audience. Basically, they've just put that out there and attached their name to it. So when you have an internet address and it has www in front of it, that's just not letters. That means World Wide Web. So just know that, you know, when you have something on the internet, everyone sees it. It's global. It's public. So what I'm going to share with you today was on my public page. It was posted there. I'm, again, not sharing anything that wasn't put out there by the people themselves. But I did have a comment, and this was actually from a relative. And it's, if you want to go there, you can look it up yourself. But it was posted under one of the pictures that I have, just to give you a hint, of the billboard that I was running for my book, Fifi, locally. And her comment was, "Sickening the poor kids." Well, let me just tell you what is sickening. First, someone like herself, who never spent any time with my kids while they were growing up, by the way, but someone, you know, who decides that they are going to take their agenda and their cryptic comment and hide behind my adult children because they need weight to their argument. You know, that to me is very suspect. Anytime people cannot stand on their own two feet and, you know, argue, make a good argument, they have to use kids or they have to use a third party, I'm always very suspicious of that. And the other thing that is incredibly sickening is when something as scandalous as what my ex-husband has done to our family is not exposed, again, to the sunshine and oxygen of publicity. So I just wanted to start the show with this. We're going to talk more about it after the break. Stay with us.
Get ready for a life-changing experience. July 20th through the 23rd, as New Life Ministries presents Contagious Fresh Fire Youth Conference 2015. Adult morning sessions at 9 a.m., youth midday explosions at 11:30, and evening service at 6:30 each night for everyone. Admission to the Contagious Fresh Fire Youth Conference is free. The Contagious Fresh Fire Youth Conference is going down at New Life Ministry, 21526 Highway 16 on Meat, Louisiana. To find out more, phone 985-748-1999. 985-748-1999. That's 985-748-1999. Youth pastors, church leaders, don't miss this conference. All the youth in the region will be there.
The Contagious Fresh Fire
2015. Connect with us on Facebook. Get ready for a life-changing experience. The Contagious Fresh Fire Youth Conference is going down at New Life Ministries, July 20th through the 23rd. New Life Ministries of Amit.
For those who are just joining us, we are having a great discussion here today, taken from my book, Fifi. Fifi is available on Amazon.com and Barnes & Noble's. You can search for it by just putting my name, Jody Parmley, in the search box, and it should pull up for you quickly. And if you like the book, we would love for you to leave a great review. That helps us keep the amazing message of Fifi going. So going back to what we were talking about before the break, it seems that certain members of my family have failed to see the big picture. There is so much more at stake here than someone's narrow view of the world. And I certainly do feel that way, you know, in writing this book. I know for a fact that my book has already helped many people. And with this radio show and social media and the other things, advertising certainly that I have done, the more that people know about this book, read it, and if they like it, write a great review, you are going to help get that amazing message of Fifi out there. And I know because you and I both do this together, it's going to continue in the future just to save a myriad of lives. You know, and when I say save lives, I don't say that lightly. Because let me tell you something. We just had, you know, one of our guests on a couple of times on the show, Nene McCool. She talked about the family court system here in St. Tammany. One of the presiding judges, and we didn't get to touch on this when Nene was here, because there was just so much to talk about. But one of the presiding judges has even admitted that there have been many people that have come through family court who they have lost to suicide. And what I am talking about here today and in my book is so, so very reprehensible and difficult and destroys people's lives. And, you know, what happened to them could have happened to me. And I don't know that members of my family really understand or appreciate that. You know, the fact that I was able to pull myself up by the grace of God and write this book and continue to talk about this with very little support from them. I mean, I have saved them, frankly, from having to go to one less funeral. So I really feel that, you know, Fifi is a lifesaver. This is something, again, that's not just happening in Louisiana. It's happening all across the country. I don't know of anyone that's written a book about it. Nainine certainly doesn't. So I think that it's incredibly important to walk in the truth. And walking in the truth, walking in that fresh air and sunshine, you know, is really what it's all about. And maybe it's not for everyone. You know for me, I'm just all about the truth. I want to know the truth. It's my bottom line. It's the way I live my life. But I guess if everyone really felt that way, we would have an entire nation of people in recovery and we would have no more addictions. But, you know, we don't have that. There are people who still cling to their addictions, to their shame-based mentality and thought processes. And what does that lead to? It leads to death. So I really believe that saying the truth and speaking the truth saves lives. And that's why I do this. And that's why I wrote the book. I am a board member of the Bridge to Justice Foundation. It's a nonprofit organization that we have mentioned several times on the show. This is my way of giving back, of trying to prevent what happened to my kids who are now adult children. I wanted to just go back to that comment that the relative made, the poor kids. You know, my eldest daughter is closer to 30 than she is 20, and all of my kids are of age. So we're talking about adult children. And so, you know, when do they have a chance to learn the truth? You know, I really think that this is just as good a time as any for them to know what has happened to their family. And if there is one legacy that, you know, I would like to leave for my adult children, you know, it is this, that trouble is a part of life. And trouble is going to come whether you ask for it or not. So whatever difficulty you find yourself in, take that, turn it around so that the world is a better place than when you came. And that's the kind of legacy that I would like to leave my adult children. I wish something like Bridge was there for them to give them that kind of support when we were going through the divorce. And in fact, it wasn't. That was 4 years ago. My involvement with Bridge, again, is just to help remove that overwhelming burden that children feel during divorce by giving them the support they need from individuals well-versed in child advocacy, family dynamics, addiction, and psychiatry. And because we have discussed here in past interviews the fact that lawyers and judges have no training in these areas, what ends up happening is they hire mental health professionals to make a judgment on a family they are assessing in a field where they are not supposed to judge. And I know this for a fact because I worked in psychiatry, I worked in chemical dependency. When you are working with people who have a particular diagnosis or an addiction, you don't judge them. They are still valid, important, worthwhile individuals who have a lot to give. And you help them function in the world with whatever burden it is or diagnosis that they're dealing with. That is how you help people. That is how you work with people. You help them function. So a lot of times they may be in long-term therapy. What is happening in all those sessions? they are being helped and supported on how to function and become functioning individuals in everyday life with whatever diagnosis they're dealing with. So it is a crazy situation to have these mental health professionals being asked to make a judgment. No matter what the parents are dealing with, the children should have both parents in their life. And if there is a diagnosis or there is an addiction, you know, that is something that is not going to change right away. So you want to just facilitate the best possible outcome and relationships with the children and the parents as possible. Not alienate them or cut them off completely. That's not the answer. So therefore, the professionals, the mental health professionals that I'm talking about in these disciplines are in fact asked to swing their decision, unfortunately, in the way that the presiding judge indicates. And if they do not, they will not be hired again. And guess what? The ones who are continually used by the court system have sold out. They are bought, much like the character that I talk about in my book, Dr. Bam Bought. So that is what I wanted to start talking about with on the show today. And, you know, it's just incredibly important to me for people to understand how publicity, how writing a book, how having a radio show and talking about these things that are difficult things, but they need to be said because a lot of people are not aware of it. I had a great gift when I went into recovery that I was able to find out how these things work, how people are shut down, how shame-based families work. You can see by the comment that my relative left, my family's very shame-based. So you have to overcome that. People need to know how to overcome that. And you don't have to live with that. You can live a different life. You can break those traditions and you can, generations past, you can break that and start something new and fresh by walking in the truth and changing things for the first time. So we're going to go on and talk about another subject taken from my blog. A lot of people ask me, where did I find the strength? You know, once I found out about financial infidelity in my marriage, where did I find the strength to end my marriage? And again, you know, I would call it faith. I think I had gone through so many difficult things in my life in the past that it just every juncture prepared me, you know, that much more for what was ahead. And so I learned to really rely on God. I did pray. Even as a child, I remember praying quite a bit. And I just remember that whenever I did that and leaned on Him and just sort of let God take over, everything worked out and He really did take care of me. So walking through many difficult circumstances in my life, you know, I basically just came out okay every time. And I talk a lot about these situations in the book, Fifi, you know, how I came through a lot of different things. I do believe I have a higher power who is with me. And I do believe that in every situation, there's always a better road. There's light at the end of the tunnel and there's a net to catch me. And knowing this has always given me courage. So I know that the future is uncertain. But what I have come to realize is that there is nothing that is really certain. And that's what you really need to get a hold of. You know, we all want to try to control every outcome and we all want to know what's going to happen next. But the reality of it is we have very little control over that. So you just have to let that go and really just take things one day at a time. You know, that's a 12-step. That's a 12-step thing. And, you know, sometimes I wish everybody could go to 12-step meetings and, you know, enjoy the stories and the wisdom of those places and those meetings, because they are just a time-honored wisdom that has helped many people and persevered through decades that has worked for those who really want a change and really want to change. That's the key. You have to really want to change. So another question that people ask me concerning financial infidelity and my divorce is they want to know if I'm still receiving alimony. I am not. I guess my ex had paid for alimony for about a year, and then when he became engaged, before our divorce was even final, you know, he just decided he wasn't going to pay it anymore. I have not pushed for that in court because, again, it would just dwindle my funds, and it cost him basically nothing. So I'm sure he would have loved for me to bring him to court and dwindle my funds, but I was not going to do that, and my attorney didn't recommend it. So I'm really not, frankly, invested in being the recipient of his ill-gotten gains. If the money was important to me, I would have stayed in the marriage. You know, he was promising me multiple homes, you know, when he knew that things were getting rocky and that I was not I was not happy. You know, so it was just his way of bribing me, I guess. But, you know, I guess he really didn't know me very well, because that just held no, that held no fascination for me. So, you know, what I really want is justice. And we'll be right back.
All Nations Radio plays a dual role by also keeping you aware of current news with just the best programs from Bishop Samuel McGill and Evangelist Beverly Vaughn. All Nations Radio gives you a community station with great programs mixed with music for your soul and today's Christian artists, while keeping you current about national news you can use.
Contact All Nations Radio. It's so easy to drop us a line at 921 North Morrison Boulevard, Hammond, Louisiana, 70401, or you can call 985-393-0125. Fax us at 985-247-8222, or just email us today at smcgill@allnationsradio.net.
Family and friends, we are All Nations Radio, going out into all the world.
For those who are just joining us, we are having a great discussion here today, taken from my book, Fifi. Fifi is available on Amazon.com and Barnes & Noble's. You can easily find it by just putting my name, Jody Parmley, in the search book, and it should pop up quickly for you. If you like the book, we would love for you to leave a great review. That helps us keep the amazing message of Fifi going. So we are back with some more questions taken from my blog at my website, JodyParmley.com. And the blog on there, we have just tons of questions, things that people have asked me about financial infidelity and about what I've gone through. So the next question we're going to talk about is, are you concerned about your adult children getting mixed up in their father's wrongdoing? So the short answer to that is yes. I do have a daughter, eldest daughter, who already works in the law office, and I have let her know. I have contacted her, and I've let her know under no uncertain terms that this is an unscrupulous situation filled with deceit. It's terrifying, really, to think about that she still works there with him, and I just, there's really not much more that I can do. He has, you know, he's promised her an advanced education. She wants to go to medical school. And, you know, with the student loan situation, the way things are now, I mean, that is just another carrot that, you know, he waves in front of her face. So, you know, it's really frustrating sometimes. And all I can really do is sound the alarm. On my blog, where I talk about this particular question, I do show a picture of St. Louis Cathedral here in the French Quarter in New Orleans. And this particular area was destroyed by fire in 1788. The fire occurred on a Good Friday, and the Franciscans would not allow the church bells to ring and alert the water brigade. They had a water brigade back in the day, and the fire ended up destroying 90% of the city. So again, you know, if no one's sounding the alarm and ringing the bells, you know, no one knows what's going on. So again, I just feel that this is my way of letting my adult children know that there's a problem. And so hopefully they'll get the message. Hopefully they'll listen. I can only pray and hope. And I am told by people in the community that I do have a following. They do care and they do pray for my kids. So, you know, I'm really grateful for that. So another question that I get a lot is, has my ex been criminally charged, you know, for the fraud that he's committed, the insurance fraud, the multiple counts of malpractice and insurance fraud? And the answer is no. That's the short answer. We've talked about this a few times here. The fact is that, you know, 4 years out, he does have multiple lawsuits against him for fraud and malpractice in Louisiana, all over the state. But apparently deals have been made. Perhaps insurance companies feel that they are not going to get their money from him unless, you know, he continues to practice law and he owes them millions. So I just find it reprehensible that an individual such as himself, you know, has not been brought to the Louisiana bar. No one has blown the whistle on him in that regard, and he is still practicing law and indeed still has a radio show dispensing legal advice. And then someone like Nainin, who was, you know, been on the show a couple of times, you know, her disbarment, and this is a quote from Safe Kids International, her disbarment is an apparent punishment of an attorney who would not go along with the status quo of permitting sexual or physical abuse by fathers and punishing an uppity woman who dare challenge the paternal prerogative. So, you know, there is something inherently wrong here with a society that, you know, punishes someone and disbars someone for standing up against sexual abuse, physical abuse that is being committed towards children. And then someone like my ex, who continues to practice law and commit insurance fraud, and no one says anything. You know, what the heck? What the heck? So next question that I have on my blog, and this is kind of interesting. People want to know if I would ever live in another state. You know, it's a possibility. But my reason would probably be work-related. I do love California. I've been there a few times. But on the other hand, let's face it, what did I start the show with? You know, an awesome comment from a family member. So living in the same city as my ex and my loony relatives is really goal for my writing. I mean, this is going to be probably a whole chapter in my book, you know, just by one comment being left. So they are the gift, my family, I got to tell you, they're the gift that keeps on giving. So, you know, I part of me just really wants to hang around that. So anyway, again, my ultimate goal for this platform, that's another question. You know, I do remember reading an interview with Goldie Hawn as a teenager. Goldie was married a couple of times, and in it she said that she'd probably never remarry until the laws surrounding marriage changed. This was back, I think, in the 70s or early 80s. And so I'm kind of paraphrasing from this. And her comment really stuck with me. I mean, I was a young person at that time. I was probably a teenager. But even though I was confused by her comment, it stuck with me. And now, having gone through a nasty divorce myself, I totally get what she was talking about. Ultimately, I would like to affect change some way, somehow, on the laws that concern marriage. For example, I do have a friend who is an insurance broker. She's well aware of the circumstances I endured, and I asked her, why did the insurance companies or the banks or title companies not call me to verify that this was my signature? And she was very candid with me. She said, frankly, we never call a spouse to verify a signature. So no doubt in my case, with my then husband being an attorney and a ready notary, no one questioned him. And he gained their trust. And that's basically what ends up happening. So we're going to have to stop there for today. But again, if, you know, I hope today's information was helpful to you. Keep listening. Join us next week as we talk more about topics from my book, Fifi.
Thank you for tuning into The Jody Parmley Show. Make sure you visit our website at jodyparmley.com or email us at jodyparmley@yahoo.com. And also, you can reach out to us on Facebook at Fifi the Book and on Twitter at Jody Parmley. You've been listening to The Jody Parmley Show on Stellar Award-nominated All Nations Radio. Know that you are safe, you are strong, and you can do this. Until next time, sunshine.